Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Good morning. Three armed men robbed a bank on the Costa del Sol, fleeing with around €200,000 yesterday morning. Police confirmed that the incident took place just after 8 a.m. at the Bank Inter branch on Ricardo Soriano in the centre of Marbella. It's believed the robbers managed to grab the cash by making a hole in the manager's office. Workers say the men were armed, but no one was hurt during the robbery. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez vowed yesterday to reform the constitution to end judicial privileges enjoyed by politicians, judges, royals and other top officials, which can shield them from corruption charges. The socialist Prime Minister said the measure was needed to restore people's confidence in politics in a country which has been rocked by a string of corruption scandals in recent years. Sanchez announced the measure, which will make it easier for politicians to be prosecuted, at an event in Madrid marking 100 days since he came to power. Spain's top officials benefit from a system of judicial privileges meant to protect them from spurious attacks, which means they can only be tried by Spain's Supreme Court. A Belgian court has said it'll not extradite a rapper who fled Spain earlier this year after being convicted over his controversial lyrics. José Miguel Arenas Beltrán, known as Valtonic, was found guilty of insulting the monarchy and glorifying terrorism. Spain issued an EU arrest warrant after the rapper disappeared before starting his 3.5-year prison term. But a judge in Ghent refused the extradition request yesterday, according to his defence team. In a message on Twitter, Valtonic thanked his fans and said, "History is written by those who win, and we are still winning." It's not yet clear if Belgian prosecutors will appeal the decision. Britain and the European Union can reach a deal on Britain's withdrawal from the bloc if they preserve the integrity of the EU's single market, so the EU's chief Brexit negotiator Michel Barnier said yesterday. In a tweet, after meeting the Spanish Prime Minister in Madrid, Mr. Barnier said Spain had the EU's full support in negotiating with Britain on the status of Gibraltar after Britain leaves the EU in March next year. And seven people are due to appear in a Palmer court tomorrow in connection with alleged fraudulent claims for holiday sickness compensation. They include Laura Cameron and her brother and sister, founders of the company KLM Ventures, which the Guardia Civil claims was the firm that operated reps who encouraged false claims from British holidaymakers in parts of Mallorca. The accused were all arrested last year by the Guardia Civil, and eight addresses in Calvià and Palma were searched. Cameron had previously told investigators and a court that she and others were involved in collecting names and phone numbers of tourists that were sold on to marketing companies in the UK. She said the information was not for any fraudulent use. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.